Ham Mobile. GR Mobile.
Afternoon, Tom. KP2H, XS. I got about 3 minutes with you.
All right. Let me turn this radio down, Dave. Well, I hope you've had a productive day. I guess you've been working.
Oh, yeah. It was a very good day. It was a good day. No complaints.
Get rid of that Fender amp, though. Those are good amplifiers for sure, and good guitars, I guess you call them.
Yeah, get fiddle. Well, this amp, the one I sold this morning, was basically a spare. It was one of six amps that I own, and it was a match to the same. I had two of them, and I just didn't need the second one. So I was like, well, you know, I can unload one. You know, I'm trying to downsize a little bit. I'm not playing like I used to, so I'm just kind of downsizing a little bit, keeping the stuff that I want to keep.
Yeah, I miss playing my French horn back in Kansas, but I'm just getting too old for now. I lost my chops. How many tubes that amp got in it, and can you still buy tubes?
Oh, God, yeah, you can still get tubes. It has, there's two EL84s for the final tubes, and I think there's either three or four preamp tubes. I think there's... might be three, I can't remember. It's two 12 AX7s for V1 and V2, and V3 is an AT7 for the reverb tank.
Wonderful that you can still get them. I'm surprised. I know vacuum tubes for finals and ham radios. I sold a nice Yaesu radio, HF, back in Kansas City years ago, and they didn't even really want to buy it because it had finals for amplifiers.
But some of the tubes that are made or produced nowadays, some of them are real junk. You know, I don't like buying the cheapy tubes. If I can find somewhere that has NOS tubes, new old stock, or somebody, I don't know if you heard this or not, but somebody told me that somewhere in the United States they're going to be reopening a tube factory again and they're going to be making tubes in the United States again. Have you heard anything like that?
The tubes I bought were $400 a piece. I just took a drink of water and it went down the wrong way. There were three 500Zs, big amplifier tubes for an HF amplifier. But all of them, as far as I know, are China products anymore, Dave. China.
Yeah. Well, the tubes I buy the Tongsols, which are Russian tubes, and they're the better quality. The Chinese tubes, the glass is a little too thin. And the guitar amps, if you're not careful, the preamp tubes get a little microphony, and they'll start feeding back within themselves.
Percolation, I think, what they call that, isn't it?
What's that?
I think that's called parasitic oscillation.
Yeah, microphony. You can tap on them. If you tap on them real light with like a little, like a popsicle stick or something, you know, you'll hear it like ring, and that's no good. That means the tube is no good.
The tube's about the only thing that is their enemy is heat from the helmet in there, you know, the heater. And other than that, I think they'd last forever. They still have very good qualities.
Yeah, you can buy good tubes. You just got to watch where they're manufactured. You can tell when you hold on to a tube and it's got some girth to the glass, you know it's going to be all right.
3 500Zs had some girth. They were about 4 inches in diameter, I think. They had 2,800 volts on the anode.
Doggone it. Yeah, I think the final tubes in this amp is like, I think, 400 and some volts across the plates or something. I don't know. I'm not a technical tube guy. I don't know how to wire them, but I just understand that you don't stick your fingers in there when the amp is on.
I had a fellow tell me once, before I rebuilt that amp, that Drake L4B, there's a lot of dead in there, Tom, and I don't want to see your name in the newspapers. And Bill, N4IQ, told me one time, he said he accidentally got across I call them the second anode. I'm thinking television set. They had 30,000 volts on them. But he accidentally got across it, and he said, "You remember that cartoon with Wile E. Coyote, and he got knocked across the room, you know, or Bugs Bunny, one of them, and he seen stars going around his head?" He said, "That's exactly what happened to me."
Lucky he didn't get hurt, you know, permanent damage or anything.
Brilliant engineers I've ever known in my life, and I've known a lot of them, because repairing things, when I first started working at McNally's back in Kansas, almost all of our, all of them were vacuum tube drives. They were big mercury tubes, you know, that were 6 inches tall and maybe two and a half inches in diameter. And, you know, they'd put out 2 amps, and they'd control the fields on the motor generator sets for speed control, because you could not control AC back then. Like they do now with the variable speed drives.
Well, listen, Tom, my 3 minutes are up. I'm pulling into my driveway, and I got to set my trailer off in the backyard here and pull around and go in and get something to eat. The wife is gone. I'm a bachelor today.
Girls, you know. Well, here's my war department. She just come out, and she's hobbling along until she gets that hip fixed. So I didn't expect her to come out. I just went up and bought chicken feed, which is only about, well, it's right up there on Highway 14, just north of the house here, at the feed store for horses and that. So I've got to get out and unload that. You have a great day, Dave. Nice hearing you this afternoon. And 73, sir. This is N0TR, clear.
And Tom, have a good day. We'll catch you later. N0TR, KB2HXS.